This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning and thank you. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witts. I wonder if you've experienced a conversation with someone recently and you're really connected with that person. Have you ever had a conversation where you feel you've actually bonded with that person in some way? Especially when talking to someone else, it's like you've opened up in a way that perhaps you haven't with other people. You move beyond the comment, well, hi, how are you? There's something deeper. There's a connection. Or do you have one of those conversations that you just don't connect? So no matter how hard you try, you feel like you just are not getting through to that person. Now, you could be talking to your teenage son or daughter, and they look at you as if you're from another planet. Or it could be your wife, your husband. You can usually connect, but for some reason, that particular day, there's nothing happening. It's true, as we get on in life, that we do need to understand. We want others to understand how we feel. And we want to be connected. I read of a study done by the American Department of Mental Health, and it said that if you're disconnected to other people, there's no one in your life that really understands you, then you're two or three times more likely to die an early death, and you're four times more likely to suffer from emotional burnout, and you're five times more likely to suffer clinical depression. Hear this one. You're 10 times more likely to be hospitalized for an emotional or mental disorder. So what that really says is that human connections are good medicine. Well, this shouldn't surprise us because the Bible also says things like, a sweet friendship refreshes the soul. And you can read that in Proverbs 27, verse 9. So there's something about a close relationship that does refresh us. We feel better, don't we? Because God, our Creator, has designed us for intimate, loving relationships that we are to enjoy. So we need people, and you need people, who understand you, who can relate to you. Now, you might think that the Bible wouldn't have much to say on this topic of friendship and how to get connected, but did you know the Bible is actually full of advice on how to be a friend? And the Bible talks about the great benefits of friendship. For example, David in the Old Testament, he had a friendship with King Saul's son Jonathan, and they made a vow to be friends. And David kept that vow even after Jonathan died. When Jonathan died, David said, "How I weep for you, my brother Jonathan. I loved you. Your love for me was deep." And they had a friendship that was tested, but they drew together in the difficult times and remained friends to the end. Also, we read from the New Testament that Jesus had close friends, Peter, James, and John. And out of that inner circle, as we call it, John is called the disciple that Jesus loved. So Jesus had close friends. The Bible says that Jesus had friends that would stay with him when he needed them. So if Jesus had close friends, it's a pretty good indication that we do need close friendship as well. How do we connect with people? Well, again, the Bible has some skills, and today and tomorrow I want to just look at some of them. I think the obvious thing here is that we need to be committed. The writer in the Proverbs chapter 18, 24 says, "A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there's a friend who sticks closer than a brother." So you put it another way, it's better to have one reliable friend than a number of unreliable friends. An important key to relationships is being committed to that person. So just think back to when you made a transition in your life. Maybe you left school or you changed jobs, you moved from one city to another. You kept promises, I guess, to keep in touch with people, but it obviously didn't last. There's something was lacking perhaps in that commitment. Well, you can't be friends with everybody and with, you know, every person you meet. But if you want to stay connected, you do need to be committed to that relationship. So there it is. It's a good understanding. And tomorrow I want to just take a little bit further, just some practical tips about getting on and being friendly with people. Dear Lord, we do confess that sometimes love is there. Sometimes it's not sincere. Love is missing sometimes, Lord. And sometimes, Lord, love is not returned. But you've showed us how to love unconditionally. So, Lord, give us the power to put love into practice and to connect really well with people, because I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.